Good afternoon, and thank you, operator. I'm Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to the presentation of our final results for 2013. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.KUKA.com/investorrelations, where you also can find today's presentation. It's now my pleasure to turn over to Dr. Reuter, CEO of KUKA, and Mr. Monin, CFO of KUKA.
Thank you, Andreas. Dear ladies and gentlemen, in my name and also in name of Peter Monin, we warmly welcome you to our presentation of financial results of 2013, and welcome to the presentation. Just could see the move we have done for the opening of China. You know, things which are in table tennis and robotics is similar. It's all about precision, speed. You know, it was a grand opening, and we'll talk about China for sure in a couple of minutes about the potential of the Chinese market. But as you can see, people at KUKA are happy with this video because of the things which are similar in sports and also in technology, which is the precision, the speed, and but we will really touch on these topics. First of all, today, I would like to present briefly the highlights of last year, and my colleague, Peter, will then provide you more details and explanation of the financial results of 2013. And after looking to 2013, I was going to present you our focus areas for growth for the future, and clearly also about our newly acquired companies, RISE Robotics and Alima. But first of all, let's go to the guidance. And we have fulfilled our guidance in 2013, and working? Okay, now we see. So we have fulfilled our guidance, and we have, in 2013, managed to achieve continued profitable growth and also have seen new record numbers across KUKA. Orders received totaled 1.88 billion, and we are at the same level as the previous year. Revenue continued to grow and to rise in 2013, totaling around 1.8 billion for the whole year. EBIT also surpassed 100 million again in 2013, growing disproportionately to 120 million for 2013. Development of EBIT is particularly pleasing because EBIT rose from 6.3% in 2012 to 6.8% in 2013. Supported by the operational performance, we also managed to increase our earnings after tax at the group level to 58 million or 1.72 euro per share. Without the early repurchase of the bond, profit would have been even higher and would have reached 33 million. But clearly, the early repurchase of the bond will enable us to have reduced future interest and a lower burden for the future on the interest. Also, for the same reason, we took the decision today, over the last days, to repurchase the whole entire bond early in May 15, 2014, in order to further optimize our financing costs still further. Peter will give you some more details about the early repurchase of the entire bond. We're talking about the high-yield bond with a coupon of 8.75%. Also particularly gratifying is the fact that our operational performance had an extremely positive effect on the free cash flow, supported by our working capital management, including measures, for example, as firmly anchoring the free cash flow in the bonus system of people. The value rose from 77 million in 2012 to 95 million in 2013. For the annual meeting, we are recommending a dividend of 30% per share for the business year 2013. And it's to be noted there that dividend payments are generally very important to us. However, we are also concerned with strengthening our competitiveness in the long term and thus increasingly investing into R&D, research and development, and also expanding our global presence and the global footprint. As the figures show, we have kept our promises, kept our word again for 2013 and fulfilled our guidance on the revenue and also on the EBIT margin in 2013. Going back from the numbers into looking more onto the operative focus on the operation side, the last year really was focused on three topics: on global expansion, on strengthening our market position, and clearly investment into growth. with an average growth rate of 15% per year for the next years, talking about 2014 to 16, China is currently the most exciting market for robot-based automation, according to IFR, International Federation of Robotics. The high growth rates are attributable to rising quality standards and a significant increase in wages. Talk about the wage in China later when we compare wages in China to European wages. Accordingly, we have further strengthened our local presence in China with the opening of a new plant in Shanghai on schedule, as done last December, and clearly also within our budget. In the North American market, we have purchased the company Utica Enterprise at the beginning of 2013, thereby have established ourselves as the market leader in the field of systems engineering and automotive. We are clearly number one in the American market, and we also were able to win a new major, a new customer, and have thereby also broadened our customer base in Americas. General industry is our most important growth segment. Accordingly, we have continued to invest in this segment, for example, with the acquisition of Rice Robotics, which particularly strengthens us in the field of foundry and welding. Over the next few years, we are also expecting to, after the cooperation of Siemens, to significantly increase the penetration rate of robotics, for example, in the field of combination of machines with robots. Today we know that the machine tool industry, only 2% penetration rate with robots, and clearly that's one of the markets where we and Siemens see a big potential of further automation of the of the CNC machine industry. On the Hannover Fair in 2013, we have unveiled the LBR EVA for the first time. This new robot generation opens up a whole new range of possibilities in automation. Sensitive and compliant and equipped with mechanical and drive systems for industrial operation, the EVA sets new standards and new ways of automation in production. It will allow in the future the man-machine interaction and new ways of automation, new way of cooperation between man and machine. Looking on the market side, we clearly increased our shares from China and North America over the last years. Over the past years, we have been able to record significant increase in orders received in important markets outside of Europe. China, the demand for robotic automation was highly dynamic in the past business year, with growth of orders received of 32% up towards 275 million. We were able to increase China's contribution to around 15% for the group. In robotics, a little higher, and systems, a little lower. We also intend to continue investing in the country in the future in order to meet the high demand. Investing first step was clearly investing in the building, but clearly same importance, investing in people and in technology. In North America, KUKA is profiting on the one hand from increased production capacities in USA. Automation is clearly one part of the solution for cushioning the impact of rising wages in U.S. We have seen that there was some shift of production from Asia to U.S. And clearly also Americas, we are benefiting from the upturn in Mexico. Mexico as a country has established itself for America as an important local production footprint for America as an alternative for Asia. In 2013, we generated around 25% of our orders in the North American region. In the medium to long term, we're aiming for further regional differentiation and diversification of business, and with the goal clearly of achieving one-third of business in each of the regions, one-third in Europe, North America, and Asia. And we know that we have to go some way in Asia and North America, and we are still very, very heavy in Europe. But clearly we're on the right path. I would now like to hand over to Peter, my colleague, who will explain to you in more detail the financial numbers and then go about the future expansion.
Peter, please. Thanks, Tim. I would also like to take the opportunity to welcome you to our presentation of the financial results, too. As my colleague Till Reuter already mentioned, the past business year was a very successful one from an operative point of view. This can also be seen from the development of the most important financial key figures. Orders received virtually reached the same level as in record year 2012. This development was supported by our growth in general industry. At group level, growth in GI over the past year was around 12%. We profited on the one hand from the very high demand in Europe and Asia and from strong individual orders, for example, in the healthcare sectors on the other. We experienced a partial slowdown in the automotive sector due to the cyclical nature of investment in new models. Due to the strong developments in orders received, revenue were up 2% on the previous year to 1.8 billion euro. This means that we managed to exceed our record level from the previous year. Like many other German companies, however, we also felt the pressure of the relatively strong euro exchange rate against most of the currencies in the countries where KUKA does business. The strong improvement in profitability was especially pleasing. The basis for this development was the good operative business. Our efforts in the Operational Excellence Efficiency Program have also paid off. The EBIT margin rose from 6.3% in 2012 to 6.8% in 2013. If you now compare the fourth quarter of 2013, that's the left-hand side of each column you see, with the same quarter of the previous year, we see that the growth dynamic was higher for all three key indicators than the development for the year as a whole. This is a positive signal about our business trend at the end of last year. An important factor for business development in any given year is the starting basis. For KUKA, this is the order backlog which we start the business year. In 2013, we finished the year with a new record, with a backlog of almost 1 billion euro. We already have a high degree of visibility for the current business year. Particularly in the USA, the utilization of production capacity is already largely assured. In addition to the order backlog, we also have signed a number of frame contracts in robotics with customers mainly in the automotive sector, with the total value significantly above 100 million euro. A book-to-bill ratio of over 1 in the last years indicates potential for increasing revenue. This highlights our confidence in the future, as we are getting more orders than we can process. One of the key management parameters for the KUKA Group is the return on capital employed, or ROCE for short. This profitability indicator is calculated by dividing the EBIT as an operative result by the average capital employed in the company. Over the past few years, we have managed to increase the ROCE considerably and even to significantly exceed our cost of capital of around 9%. With the increasing difference between the two variables, we have created more value for our shareholders in the last years. How have we increased the ROCE in 2013? We have improved both the numerator, that is the EBIT, and the denominator, the capital employed. We have increased the EBIT once via the growth in revenue and by means of efficiency measures. Despite doubling revenue since 2009, we have kept our production locations lean and thus kept our fixed assets constant. For example, if you look into the revenue of the robotics segment, then we could increase it around 130% from 330 million in 2009 to more than 750 million euro in 2013. And over the same period, the capital employed only increased roughly by 30%. We have been able to reduce working capital by means of active management of inventories, capital turnover, and terms of payment. This is also one of the reasons why the free cash flow has risen so strongly. Then let's talk a little bit about gross margin. The gross margin for the group rose in 2013 to nearly 25% from 22.2% in 2012. The improvement in the margin is an indicator of our successes with measures such as within systems, the improvements in process management, particularly with longer-term projects, and expansion of production capacities in countries with low-cost structures, for example, in Romania. For robotics, these are three main reasons.
successful new product launches, for example, Agilus, an increase of revenue share of general industry and service business up to nearly 60% of the robotics turnover, and purchasing advantages. Research and development. KUKA products stand out due to their innovation and quality. For this reason, we invest heavily in this area. We increased R&D expenditure accordingly from around 43 million in 2012 to around 60 million in last year. In 2014, we will be actively increasing our investment still further and are planning to spend up to 10 million more. The emphasis here will be on the following. First, new products and applications for the general industry. Then second, further development of the lightweight robot. And third, the new Sunrise controller, which Till Reuter will be explaining in greater detail later on. Investment in 2013 was around 74 million euro after 41 million in 2012. The primary focus of the investment was as follows. Around 9 million euro for capitalized costs in R&D, for new building in the Augsburg location, which is to be the center of our product-related departments, including R&D, and for the new plant in Shanghai, we have already spent slightly more than 30 million euro. The remaining investment mainly concerns the maintenance of existing machinery and equipment in robotics and systems. The workforce rose from 7,264 to 7,990 people. Principal reasons for the increase are the acquisition of Utica and CMA in Romania. Here we took around 350 employees on board, and robotics. Here we employed around 160 employees, new employees in service and in sales. I would now like to take a closer look at our two divisions, robotics and systems. Robotics enjoyed stable development at a high level over the past year. The development in the general industry and service segments was particularly satisfying. The combined share in these higher margin segments was around 60% of all orders received in 2013. Orders received in China were also very good. We recorded growth of 31%. This development was particularly supported by our strong mainstay among German OEMs and local Chinese OEMs. We therefore assume that we have managed to defend our market-leading position convincingly in the automotive sector. As far as the EBIT margin was concerned, robotics recorded a slight drop from 10.8% to 10.2%. The main reason for this was our conscious decision to increase expenses for R&D in order to assure our edge in innovation and quality in the long term. R&D expenses rose in 2013 by around 15 million. Systems. For systems, 2013 was a year characterized by profitable growth. Compared with most of our competitors, systems is set apart by the fact that we are able to offer our customers the same delivery capacity and quality worldwide. This is a significant competitive advantage, particularly in the case of globally expanding automotive customers. Our expertise has also been strengthened by the fact that our most important subsidiaries, that are North America and China, are run by local CEOs who better understand the local circumstances and speak the language of the customers there. At the same time, expatriates delegated by KUKA, particularly in leading commercial positions, ensure transparency and efficient process. Systems was able to increase revenue by 2% and the EBIT margin significantly to 5.8% from the 4.7% we saw in 2012. Reasons for this improvement in profitability include improved price quality in the order backlog, improved process management, and the successful implementation of our operational excellence efficiency program. We have also strengthened our presence in Romania with the takeover of CMA Technology, a company specializing in the cost-effective manufacture of metal components for systems in Europe. We consider the organic development of the EBIT margin at systems to be a sustainable one. Finally, I would like to briefly touch upon our financing. One important topic for us is the long-term securing of financing and optimization of the associated costs. We have now achieved both of these objectives. With the extension of the credit lines to the end to 2018 and the placement of the convertible bond, also until 2018, we have now created the necessary basis for KUKA's long-term development. At the same time, we can also now announce the early redemption of the high-yield bond as of May 15, 2014, which will significantly reduce our interest burden from next year on. These measures have given us the necessary latitude to invest in our growth options. Here, if we think about organic growth, then we mean increased investment in R&D primarily, and second option always is M&A. Here we aim at potential investments in companies that can enhance our market position, accelerate our growth in the general industry, and provide us with access to new technologies or help us to tap markets in Asia and America. And now I would like to hand back to Till Reuter, who will explain more about our growth options.
Thank you, Peter. And as you can see, we have a solid financial basis. And as Peter mentioned, we have some firepower for potential external growth with M&A. Let me try to give you the frame of how we want to grow the company. KUKA's success is based on the advantage in innovation and quality, and this applies to both divisions. On the one hand, on the robotics division, with its wealth of experience in software and hardware, and also to the systems side, where we have the technical experience and the solution competence. Historically, KUKA has its roots in the automotive sector in Germany. However, as a result of the 2013 numbers, we have shown you that we have managed to set KUKA on a broader and a more diversified footing in recent years. Today, two-thirds of our revenue are from outside Germany and one-third from outside of the automotive industry. But clearly, we are not yet satisfied with this distribution. However, in the long term, we want to share or increase the share from Asia, and clearly the share from general industry to be increased still further. But clearly, it means we want to keep our number one position in automotive and look for further business next to automotive. To aim to achieve these long-term goals, we want to focus on three core topics, which I want to go through with you now. On this page, you can see page 12 for people who are on the phone. Clearly, we have three goals we want to go clear. One is ongoing hardware development. Robots are becoming smarter. The increasing use of sensors and sensitive elements is expanding the range of applications of robots. For example, in the past, robots were going point to point. You can add to the robot sensors like visions. You can see something. You can define colors. You can really detect objects. And you're adding haptics. You're adding mobility. And with this, the whole hardware gets smarter, and also for more applications. One example is a lightweight robot, which adds on the haptics. And we'll come to the point later where with a lightweight robot, clearly the man-machine interaction, the close interaction between man and machine will be much easier and will very soon happen. And you're all invited to the Automatica to see applications of the lightweight robot. Adding to the hardware, which is a part which is typical German engineering hardware, software is becoming the more important part. Software is a key that opens up the potential of many more hardware advantages. But clearly, the hardware must be smart enough that software allows you to go in new applications. For example, 50% of the cost advantage of Quantec were achieved by means of new controller and software. So clearly, smartness is in the combination of smart hardware but also strong software. Push where we want to go to invest will be clearly one is easy to use. So the interface, if you are going to guide to run the robot, easy to use, touch screens, and easy functioning of the robot, and clearly safety that you always know at what point the robot stays and what application is done. What we do on the software side, and you can see KSC2, which is the 2000, year 2000, in the market brought software version. We have now KSC4, which is brought to market in 2010. In the future, it's going to in the Sunrise direction. Sunrise intends to use Java for programming applications. Why it's KSC2 and KSC4 are robotic language, which are in a defined space, defined people. So KSC2, KSC4, clearly, all at KUKA know about KSC4, Daimler knows, Volkswagen knows. They all know about the KUKA robotic language, but Java, to allow Java will mean that millions of people know how to program robots. They'll be IT-based. And having the stronger hardware and the more open software, this will really help us to have much more applications where KUKA will be in some verticals like automotive, like aerospace and other industries. KUKA will be the software and the hardware solution. And in some areas, KUKA might give the hardware and the basic system where people are invited to be to program based on Java, and they can then sell the applications throughout the KUKA channels. Besides the hardware and the software, clearly KUKA also brings a solution. And one keyword, clearly Alima. Alima, as an example, gives us the advantage that we can now offer customers in the aircraft industry complete solutions for and from a single source. The the customer only has the advantage of this one point of contact, but also there's one standard, the KUKA standard, and it gives clearly advantages in the project, which I will come to in the topic. But here it's clearly that KUKA can offer, you know, we have the solutions on the right-hand side with the lightweight robot where we combine the process know-how from systems with the product know-how from robotics. And with this combination, and Alima is a combination of a movable system plus a robot plus an end effector, is a unique solution how we define a USP and then the customer gets the benefits out of this USP. And KUKA can have this solutions and the product in automotive, in industry, in emerging markets, and also service robotics. And I will hope to show you how we want to grow and how we believe that the markets we are in are not only a trend for 2 or 3 years, but the long-term trend, and automation is clearly one of the drivers for the future. If you look at the different areas where we are today and where we see where growth is coming from, I want to give you more details and explanations about the market opportunities for our products and solutions. We at KUKA, primarily, we see the potential to use new technologies. So on the left side, you see lightweight LBR EVA that will enable us to automate sectors which are still characterized by a high degree of manual work and low robot density. EVA will allow new ways of automation, and Automatica 2014 will be a fair where we show lots of applications around EVA and would have not been done in the past because you need safety fences, you need different applications, different standards, and Automatica will be clearly focused on this man-machine interaction. In addition, we expect growth in the Asian region, particularly in China, but it's not only China, it's also Malaysia, it's Thailand, it's Korea, but clearly from the robotic perspective and from the automation perspective, China is a production footprint, a big production country in Asia. China will be one of the key drivers. Clearly, as in the past, the relatively low rate of penetration, of robot penetration in the China industry is still our chance. We have managed to grow the GI piece constantly year on year, and I want to explain to you today how we see more segments, so we see additional segments in the future where KUKA wants to go in, and we're going to prepare to get into the markets. Let's start with the EVA. EVA is the first sensitive and safe robot for use in industrial production. I think over the last weeks and months, there's no week where you haven't seen any news on automation, where companies, small companies, are adding to the market, where we have Chinese companies adding to the market. And clearly, lately, I've seen also Google coming to the market in about automation of processes, and really that gives me the confidence that there are more processes to be automated, coming from automotive, but we'll talk in a couple of minutes about other areas, for example, the 3C market, where we see big potential. come back to the EVA. EVA, high-end product innovation by Kuka. It has 7 axes. Normal industrial robot has 6 axes, so 7 axes like the human arm. And it's equipped with integrated joint torque sensors, position control, and compliance control. It can thus be used for processes that were not previously automated. This enables us, Kuka, to tap into new markets. In the coming years, we will be breaking new ground with our lightweight robots, and we will have ways into areas that are currently still devoid of any robotic presence. It is precisely the new product characteristics of safety and sensitivity that will open up a whole range of new applications, of new potential applications. We are pursuing exactly this application potential in the collaboration with our partner Daimler as part of a strategic partnership, which is going well and moving topics forward. Daimler is clearly committed to new production concepts in order to enhance its competitiveness. And clearly Daimler sees the same challenge as we see. Production from China sometimes is much cheaper, and we have to automate more to be competitive. In this case, we are two strong partners, Daimler and Kuka, with over 30 years of successful cooperation and collaboration. We have joined forces, and we see lots of potential, and we always are fascinated by the potential which Daimler, as a customer, shows us, how they believe that automation is driving the automotive industry, and together we can change and we can drive through robotic-based automation. And the lightweight, the EVA, will allow us to go the next way that we can also discuss maybe and later in some rounds here, that people believe also, and we also a big driver of that, there will be next industrial change, industrial revolution, done by the close interaction of robot and man. And EVA is the first safe and sensitive robot which will allow this collaboration and this change. Coming to the market side, China. China is set to become the largest market in 2014-15. As mentioned, IFR, the International Federation of Robotics, expects that China will constitute the largest sales market for robots in 2014 or in 2015 at the latest. And the annual growth rates in China are correspondingly high, about 15% for 2014 to 2016. And we are confident, and we will also discussions here about the growth in China. Is it something between 5% and 8%, independent of the GDP growth? We are convinced that the growth of automation will be in the range of 15%, because we see following drivers, which are for us an indication for sustainable growth in the region of 15%. One is clearly the wage growth rates in recent years, and we have seen significantly higher growth than 10% year on year, so really wages have increased over the last years very high. And if we compare and have a benchmark of our production in Hungary compared to Shanghai, we can see that the production of our control cabinet is more cost efficient in Hungary than close to Shanghai. If you want to be cost efficient, you have to leave Shanghai to get outside of Shanghai for production. All the way around, Hungary and Czechia, Romania are same efficient, don't have higher wage costs than China, Shanghai area. Besides the wage growth rate in China, which is clearly one of the big drivers, quality is the big driver on getting better products, but also the demographic development, the one-child policy from the past, has some effect and impact. And one impact is clearly the number of young and new workers between the age of 18 and 23 reached a high point in 2011. At the same time, the 60-plus population is increasing, and with it, it's increasing number of retirees. For this reason, there will be a lack of workers in the long term, and in particular, those employees with experience. Also, one reason for automation and for a long-term trend of automation in China. Kuka aims to benefit from this development, from increasing wages, from demographic shifts, and from quality increase. This is why we have expanded our capacities and capabilities in China. And it's also why we add further people on the sales, on the service side in China, and also clearly have also to look at the engineering side, but not the product development side. On the chart, you can see some pictures of our new factory in Shanghai, lots of orange. I think it's very colorful. You couldn't do it in Germany, but I think in China, you see it from far. And the event was with 700 partners and customers, a great event. Timo Boll was really one of the stars. Having played tennis in the past, I didn't know about a little bit about table tennis, but in China, everybody knew Timo Boll, so he was really a good marketing star for us to promote KUKA, to promote our attributes, quality, speed. And all the customers we were invited were really happy about our investment in China to be close to our customers. And we see, as you see on these numbers, we are on the right track and we see further growth and further potential for KUKA in China. Coming to market, we're coming to one of our recent acquisitions. Nearly 3 weeks ago, we announced the purchase of Alima. Alima develops and produces an antifactor which can be used in revolutionary ways in aircraft construction. It has tools which can drill holes in the body of the aircraft, debore these holes, and then set rivets. What are the advantages for the customer? Speed. The solution from Alima can accomplish the same task in 10% of the time a human needs. An enormous benefit for the customer. It comes to the same topics as in automation by robots. It's about time, it's about quality, it's about speed. So 10% of the time a human needs for the same task. Accuracy, quality. Vibration is an extremely important issue insofar as the aircraft body is concerned, and it has to meet the high safety standards. For drilling and setting rivets, this means that the drilling angle, for example, must be absolutely accurate. The automation solution from Alima can guarantee this for tens of thousands of rivets in an aircraft body. And what we combine here is we combine the effector from Alima, today KUKA. We have the robots from KUKA. We have mobile solutions. And we have the engineering know-how from systems, all within KUKA. And therefore, KUKA has become a full-range supplier for the aircraft production. And we anticipate that the trend towards light automation, where the robot goes to the, or called the vacuum, to the material, goes to the plane or the wing of a windmill, light automation and flexible production will continue in the coming years, not only in aerospace but also in other industries. And the discussion about 4.0, Industry 4.0, clearly is the same, where not the pieces, the work pieces are moved, but the robots and the full automation is much more flexible and adaptable. With Alima, we expect that the aerospace business will continue to grow and be expanded, thereby expanding our GI stake. Today we have a revenue of approximately 70 million in aerospace, and clearly we have to more than double this in the next years to benefit from this acquisition. Going to the next market. 3C. 3C, computers, communication, consumer good. 3C is, after automotive, with a market share of 35 to 40% of robots, the second largest revenue market for robots, with an approximate market share of 20%. Why do we believe that 3C is a market where KUKA will be right, where KUKA is going to invest? The 3C market has similar market requirements to those of automotive. Automotive we understand very well. So, 3C, large batch size, high quality standards, many repetitive work steps. With increasingly shorter life cycles of products such as smartphones or tablet PCs, we anticipate that manufacturers' production processes will be obliged to become much more flexible and efficient. Especially where simple tasks such as the installation of antennas in mobile devices are concerned, we see good and great opportunities for robot-based automation in the long term. How do we attack this market? What's our strategy? We aim to continue to develop our product portfolio. We see further opportunities for KUKA, especially for tasks involving lower payloads. As you know, we are coming from the more heavy and medium payloads, so Titan 1.3 tons, Quantex 80 to 300, we're coming from the high payloads. But after the launch of Argilus in September 2012, with almost 1,800 robots we have sold till now, we clearly see much more potential in this lower payload class. The 3C market is mainly established in Asia, and our new factory in Shanghai will allow us shorter delivery times, be closer to the customers, and clearly will help us to react quickly and flexible in this dynamic customer segment. 3C will become a segment of its own in robotics, similar to automotive, in which we can apply our internal expertise in order to further expand. This development is certainly planned for the medium to long term, but we have clearly already started in creating the necessary preconditions for market success, and I look forward to sharing more information about this market in the coming quarters, and I believe that this market will really change also the robotic industry and therefore be a big potential for KUKA. Coming to Reiss Robotics. Look at the picture, you see robots, you see control units. So Reiss, with Reiss we have bought a company which we not only have valued for long term as a competitor, but we also share similar products and values. We all love at KUKA and Reiss innovation and quality, and we have the best employees in both companies. With Reiss Robotics, we have acquired a little KUKA. So the difference in the difference is Reiss has a strong market position in China industry, especially in foundry and welding, in battery assembly, but foundry and welding are clearly two divisions where they are market leaders and where they will help us to win new customers and advance our diversification outside of automotive industry. Reiss generates approximately two-thirds of revenue in general industry. Also with Reiss, we have strengthened our presence in China. After we have opened our new plant with approximately 340 people in China, we have another 100 in systems. We got 200 more people in China with Reiss. So with Reiss, we increased our workforce in China with another 200. Now we are something between 600 and 700 people in China and have one new production site, which is also owned by Reiss, which is owned by KUKA today. Together with Reiss, we can offer new additional products, and these include, for example, new types of robots, which you can see on the picture, on the upper part, the robot part, for example, linear robots, which were not in our portfolio until now, so we can sell it through the KUKA channels, products and expertise in laser welding, which we can also now sell worldwide through our sales network. And then you can see on the lower part of the page, touch-sensitive screens, which are user-friendly and have saved time in programming robots, and it's going in the direction of user interface, which touch-sensitive screens, people are in some industries, here they have gloves, so you don't need touch or you cannot use touch-sensitive screens. But in the more modern industries, clearly, these are ways how we can convince customers and how we have user-friendly and easier-to-use robots for the future. Reiss generates about approximately two-thirds of its revenues in system engineering, so coming back, two-thirds general industry, but also two-thirds in system engineering and one-third in robotic division-like business. In the coming months, integration will focus on the following issues. We have to integrate and adapt capacities in Germany. We have to introduce operational excellence at Reiss, and we have to exploit cost and revenue synergies. For 2014, we are expecting revenue of around 100 to 110 million from Reiss, as well as an integration cost around Reiss of 5 to 10 million cost, 5 to 10 million minus. We anticipate that Reiss will positively influence KUKA figures in certain areas very quickly. So one example is Reiss will use only KUKA kinematics, so there will be only Orange kinematics in the Reiss systems. There will be no competitor. And other topics will be clearly that we will consolidate some divisions. There's only limited overlap, and we can push much better into the GI market. And this consolidation of division will take 2 to 3 years, but we see lots of benefit also on the purchasing in the short run. The idea is not to cut down Reiss in one step, which would be the easy way, They have R&D people, they have good people, which we know for a long time. If you would be only on the cost-cutting side, you would these people would leave. You would leave 25 to 40 R&D people. Then you would have a lean RISE, but the idea is to have also R&D capabilities in RISE. And therefore, we have a long-term goal to build up the RISE brand within KUKA and focus on certain markets like foundry, like arc welding, like battery assembly, where we see big potential for us and for RISE. On the market development, we now turn to market expectations and market conditions. Our estimates are generally indicate that we have stable or slightly positive market development in 2014. The investment confidence in the automotive industry is high, unchanged. And what you can see is here the consensus of our largest customer, which illustrate that this confidence is still high, on a very high level for the last year. What we do see on the automotive side is really, if we sometimes question your developments in Europe, we see U.S. very strong. So as Peter mentioned, the order backlog in the U.S., we have strong order backlog and also good margin quality from U.S. Europe is a little bit more mixed, could be a little bit more mixed, but we see big potential in Asia with local OEMs really investing into quality, and local OEMs still not really, a big number of local OEMs like the Chery, Chilis, Great Walls, and they increase their automation, they increase the number of robots they are buying. Therefore, in the overall automotive market, we also see growth coming from local Chinese OEMs. The general industry segment is clearly has to benefit or will benefit from the growth of the global cross domestic product. Also here we believe that the automation trend is intact, and that given that lots of companies, small companies and other bigger companies, are seeing the potential of automation, we want to grow above this GDP and see that in some revenue markets, KUKA will clearly do more than GDP. On the whole, we expect positive impulses on the long-term growth. Wage, cost, quality and demography will help us. That we will have for 14, 15 and for the next years really great future for KUKA. Coming to expectation for 2014 on the revenue and on the EBIT side, as mentioned, giving the order backlog of close to 1 billion, giving the frame contracts we have in our books which are not part of the backlog, the visibility on the margin of the backlog, the consistently high customer demand since the start of the year, so January and February were in line with our expectations. We see also on the country side or on the hub side, stable to slightly positive development in Europe, US and US and Asia better than Europe with a slight growth, and clearly Asia to be the strongest growth, but just have the number in mind, order intake in China is 275. On this base, you have to have these increased growth. In robotics, revenue is expected to remain at least stable, want to grow, but at least stable, and we anticipate the system will record slight organic growth for 2014. On the EBIT margin, on the robotics side, the margin down slightly on 2013 due to increasing R&D costs, up to 10 million additional R&D costs, and potential negative influences due to the devaluation of the yen, which we will more likely see in the second half of the year, not in the first half of the year. Due to these two impacts, we're expecting a value or an EBIT margin in robotics of around 9.5% for 2014. Systems were the good and big surprise for us, not, but for lots of the people who are looking from the outside for 2013 with the increase from margin from 4.7 to 5.8. We are expecting EBIT margin for the full year of at least 6% on an organic basis, and we see that this 6% is sustainable for systems. We have managed the processes, and we are in a good shape, giving also having the good order backlog. However, we will consolidate RISE in the system segment, therefore, as mentioned, 110 million additional revenue, and we have an integration cost, including the EBIT and the integration cost of RISE, of approximately minus 5 to minus 10 million, which you will see in the systems division. That means for 2014, we're expecting total revenue of around 1.9 to 2 billion. So clearly with the acquisition, with our business, we want to grow further. We want to get close to the 2 billion in 2014 and then do the next steps for the whole group. And based on this, and based on the also the integration cost of RISE, we are shooting for an EBIT of around 6%. Really want to try to be better, but 6% is a guidance we want to at least achieve in 2014. Thank you very much for your attention.